This is 88.5 NEPM. The Massachusetts legislature cuts World Cup funding in half, despite Healy's $20 million request for the 2026 Games. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Allison Kuznets from the State House News Service on the line. Thanks for being here, Allison.
Thanks for having me.
Governor Maura Healey signed the supplemental budget bill, which closes last fiscal year's books with allocations for MassHealth and student financial aid. It also included $10 million for the World Cup soccer matches to be held in Foxborough next year. Massachusetts and 10 other U.S. host locations are appropriating funds for public safety and infrastructure improvements ahead of the event. And the governor had requested $20 million for costs tied to that event, but the final budget earmarked $10 million. Allison, can you explain how House and Senate lawmakers decided on that reduced amount?
Sure. So the House supplemental budget had included $10 million, and the Senate budget actually included no aid for World Cup matches. So basically, they arrived at that $10 million. However, there was an amendment in the Senate from Senator O'Connor that he actually ended up withdrawing, but that would have met the governor's $20 million funding request.
Do you get the sense that lawmakers are taking the FIFA World Cup event seriously and actually considering the future legacy that the games will leave from being played in Foxborough?
So Senator Patrick O'Connor of Weymouth actually raised this concern on the Senate floor regarding his amendment. He had warned that if Massachusetts does not pull off a World Cup, Massachusetts could really end up suffering generational reputational challenges. I think there's also the concern that budget writers are looking at the federal landscape and are worried about how much funding is going to come in and therefore how much Beacon Hill can really spend on the World Cup.
Switching topics here, last week, Massachusetts higher ed leaders pushed back against federal criticisms, pointing to a new report showing graduates of Massachusetts public colleges earn far more than those with only a high school diploma. Meanwhile, of course, at the federal level, the Trump administration's restructuring higher education, cutting or suspending billions in funding and imposing new rules on student loans and borrowing caps and workforce Pell Grants. How are state education leaders responding?
Sure. It seems like state leaders have a direct response in this recent report that came out. It found that 5 years after graduating college, those in Massachusetts with an associate degree earn $20,000 more than their peers who only have a high school diploma. And for bachelor's degrees, those folks are earning $30,000 more annually. And they're really trying to emphasize the value of higher education, looking at those earnings. And higher education leaders were also talking about, you know, looking at the state's investment in free community college, that the cost of college is going down while also Massachusetts students are ending up earning more money a few years out of graduation.
And so it's really going to be about retention and keeping those graduates here in the state after they graduate.
Yes. And also something that education leaders are worried about is the completion rate of folks maybe stopping and not fully completing their degree. And I think that's going to be another challenge for folks on the horizon.
Mm. Finally, this week, a federal vaccine advisory panel is set to vote on delaying the timing of the administration of the hepatitis B vaccine for newborns. Now, last week, Massachusetts health officials issued their own vaccine recommendation. Allison, what are state lawmakers saying about the timing of administering this immunization?
Sure. So the State Department of Public Health wants to maintain the course with vaccinations. They want newborns within 24 hours of delivery to get that shot, and they want to maintain the childhood vaccine series for hepatitis B. What's happening at the CDC and its advisory panel is that members are going to meet later this week, and they could potentially vote on delaying the shot to 1 month after birth.
Oh, so what does that really mean? When the state guidelines differ from the CDC, which ones will prevail after the feds weigh in this week?
Sure. So basically what the state has done is disentangle itself from federal vaccine policy. So while this federal advisory council later this week may say we are changing the vaccine schedule, Massachusetts is saying we are not, and we're maintaining this schedule. And through various laws, including the supplemental budget that the governor just signed, gives the Department of Public Health the authority to say Massachusetts is setting its own vaccine course.
Ooh, Allison Kuznets, a reporter at the State House News Service in Boston, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.